All right, Mark, what's going on in the Warren County FSA office?
Right now we're doing a bunch of year-end activities. Might mention that we are closed for Christmas Eve early at 10:30. We kind of anticipate maybe the same thing happening on New Year's Eve. So if you're wanting to do some of your year-end business, kind of keep that in mind as you're trying to do some of that. So
yeah, you get a little extra time off for the holidays. You ready for the holidays?
I'm ready. One way or the other.
They're coming, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
December 25th is going to be here, whether we want to or not. No, I do. I'm starting to get a little bit more Christmas. I'm a late arriver at this whole Christmas spirit thing every year. I'm just starting to get into it.
I'm just flat out of Scrooge, so I'm really late.
that's what my wife calls me. Are you ready for Christmas, Scrooge? Yeah, I'm getting there. Yeah. I'm getting there. And my shopping is, I got to do some more shopping today. Yeah. Okay, I got to do a lot of shopping today. But I'll be done by the end of the day. Jack's got that look on his face like, no, you know you're not. But
I think there is a gas station open Christmas morning, Sean, just so you know.
I might have to stop.
Oh, she's so proud of you right now.
Yes, she is. She's on vacation.
You know,
she's
they
not,
do.
She's
they
not
do.
Up right now.
They do have some great jewelry in the gas stations. I just want you to know that.
Don't look at just kind of when I give it to her, just kind of wave it around real fast so go. She can't get a good look at it.
Maybe a lighter.
What's some of the end of the year activities for the farmers?
Actually, a lot of activities is trying to adjust income, whether you take income or you have expenses at the end of the year here. So we're getting a lot of activity with people maybe deciding they want to put grain under loan either the last part of the December here or putting grain under loan after the 1st of January. So either way, now's the time to go ahead and process some of that, especially if you're looking at your end of the year things, because they tell us that December 29th is the last day that the document will actually go through our system and be recorded into our system for a 2015 income. So
we got the signups, obviously.
We got the signups. We're continuing along with the 2016 signups. Also, the CRP is continuing along there. Maybe a little more conversation on that CRP than maybe anticipated. I mean, you look at Warren County, you look at Warren County as being a highly productive agriculture around the county here. But maybe some people are paying me to take a look at the program and gearing it toward Warren County. Is maybe there's a 5 or 6 acre chunk in the edge of a field that's highly erodible. It's tough to farm. Maybe there's trees around it. And maybe turn around, maybe looking at idling that and maybe idling it for a 10-year period and maybe utilizing the program to the fullest there.
And I think we're going to have sometime soon somebody's going to come in and talk about the CRP with you one of these days, I think.
Yes, we're having we're going to do it today, but he's from there, the part of state, and didn't get in here, but it's a Pheasants Forever. And he's putting on some seminars around the around this part of the state, and one is here in Monmouth on the... he was going to be up first. I didn't have to remember that.
Exactly. This is all going to be him.
Oh, all right. Real quick. But I think it's the December 29th, 2 o'clock in the Farm Bureau building here. But just to play it safe, if you have some interest in maybe talking to the Pheasants Forever and how they're put a swing on it toward a CRP sign-up, is maybe contact our office or NRCS office. We can get you exact dates there so that you can do that. Scott James is with Pheasants Forever, and he kind of ties some of the interests of a land owner and whereas an interest in maybe some bird habitat, that interest in tying it in with a CRP program where you can generate some income and also get your bird habitat out there.
And if you're going to ask a question, make sure it's before 10:30 tomorrow morning.
Yeah. It's kind of embarrassing. We're not there tomorrow to tell you what time the meeting is. I couldn't remember.
Boy,
government will work at the best there, isn't it?
But
exactly. You know, I realize it's a week after Christmas, and they give us a phone call if you're interested in that. I understand you put about a 5 or 6 around in the area here, so trying to get some interest in bird habitat.
Good. Okay. Anything else before we let you go today?
No, just keep that in mind as some of our year-end stuff and the loan programs. If you're wanting to do it by the end of the year, you better be hustling around today and get the ball rolling today.
Okay, and the office closes on Christmas Day, obviously on Friday, 10:30 tomorrow morning, and then possibly New Year's Eve next week.
That's generally a last-minute thing that they do, but it's just for me to be fair to you for your year-end business. I would just go ahead and tell people maybe anticipate that. So,
well, I'm sure all the farmers have their year-end business done by now, right? Sure.
Just like your shopping activities, isn't it?
Exactly. That's a great...
As you're running around shopping, you see a farmer running around, that's what he's doing. So.
Right. As I'm going by the FSA office, I see people turning in, I have to avoid them. So.
All joking about it, it is kind of a nerve-wracking time of the year because you want to make sure you're in a position where you're not causing yourself a bad tax obligation at the end of the year there.
You traveling for the Christmas holiday?
Or? No, we're all local.
Are you? Good. Mm-hmm. Good for you. Me too. Jack, I think you're pretty much local too, are you?
Traveling today.
Are you traveling today?
Indiana.
Oh.
Indiana. And then coming back tomorrow.
Oh, very cool. Well, be careful on your travels then. I'll talk to you in a minute.
We found out years ago with kids around the house and stuff, we did a lot of traveling and and now all of a sudden we're pretty low key. And I tell you what, I'm kind of liking the low key holiday type thing now.
In my 48 years, I don't think I've hardly ever traveled for Christmas. We've always been Kirkwood, Galesburg, Monmouth. I don't think we've traveled any farther than that at any point in time.
Well, I think society today puts too much emphasis on the rat race, and we kind of forget the true reason.
Right,
maybe
buying me stuff.
Yeah, keep buying me stuff. Maybe enjoy the holidays instead of just running around like a crazed person.
Right. Yeah, that would be a good. Mark, you have a good. You and your family have a great Christmas.
You guys
and
too.
Be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Mark Phillipson with the Warren County FSA office here on 1330 WRAM. Jack and I will be back to take a look at your Today in History, slice today in agriculture after a word from our sponsors.